97.7 The River, classic rock for the North Bay, living in a burning house, Selwyn Birchwood. He is on the label Alligator Records, celebrating its 50th year, and with a 3-CD set that we're going to give away now, and I'll tell you how. Don't put the phone down. Put the phone down. I'm not taking a winner on the phone. Just what city is Alligator Records based in? And lobdude, L-O-B-D-U-D-E, at gmail.com. That's one word, lobdude at gmail.com. And the first correct, not the first, but one of the correct answers. I'll give everybody an equal shot. If you get the answer right, then I'll put all the names in a hat and draw it. I usually like to have someone else pull it out of the hat, but we're talking right now to Bruce Iglauer, who is the founder of the label and has gotten keys to the city that we're not mentioning right now, and a whole celebration there. And it is one of the music capitals of the world, which is always great to have our fellow music capitals of the world on the air, Bruce. This has been a great interview. You really have your fired up passion for the label that you started, Alligator Records, and you've come through a lot of different eras. You went through the subprime mortgage crisis after you got over file sharing thing, and you were one of the early ones to go to CDs. Now, how is most of your music going out there these days?
Well, in all different forms. We still sell a lot of CDs. We've got some titles on vinyl, and we will have more.
Yeah, make it come back.
You know, it's hard to get it manufactured right now. Huh. All the plants are very backed up. And then you can, of course, buy downloads on any of the regular download services, or all the major streaming services have our full catalog. So you're welcome to go to Spotify or Apple Music or Amazon Music Unlimited or Tidal or whatever the streaming service is of your choice, and you'll find plenty of Alligator music. And, you know, this collection, which is on all those services, you know, 50 years of genuine house rock and music, is really a you know, kind of a great way to be introduced to the label. That's what I planned it for. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear, you know, with these three CDs, it's, oh, now I'm not going to be able to remember, 58 tracks, so 58 different artists, and 230 minutes of music. So it'll keep you occupied.
I'd use it to drive back and forth between Santa Rosa and San Francisco. I think when I get done with all three CDs, I'm going to put the first one back in. I want to just thank you again, Bruce. Bruce Iglauer from Alligator Records. The cover of the 3-CD set has all the different album covers on it from all these different albums that are represented. And how many albums have you put out in the 50 years?
About 360.
Well, this is a great sampling of 360 with over 50 tracks. And Bruce, congratulations on the 50 years. My best regards to people on your staff, especially Tim Colith. He has just been a delight all through this, and you really feed our Sunday Morning Blues feature after we open the show with a musical question at 10 a.m. We have Breakfast with the Beatles on before us, and it was great to circle back around in the last of the 5 hours of the show with you to the blues. Bruce Iglauer, continue on, because you are the keeper of the flame.
Oh, well, thank you. I have no thoughts of retiring, and I'm planning the next 50 years of Alligator.